Saturday, March 16th, WGHN Radio presented Everything Expo 2024, everything and more, from Central Park Place, downtown Grand Haven. We spoke with various businesses and nonprofits throughout the event about what makes them unique. One of the organizations we had the pleasure of interviewing is Entertain Zone.
92.1 WGHN Grand Haven Everything Expo. I'm being joined by Wally right now, and Wally is from the Entertain Zone, and this is how I know the Entertain Zone. So I remember this was a while ago. We were up at the Lakes Mall, and I observed there was some sort of something going into a bunch of stores up there, and it turns out it's you guys. Explain what the Entertain Zone is.
So we went in, and we started off with animal rides where you could just roll around.
Yes,
so
very popular. I see these things everywhere.
Yes. And so we started off with that. We started asking the community what they wanted. This was out of the pandemic, and we wanted to find a way to reconnect families through the power of play.
Yeah.
And so we have a soft play in there. We've got some bounce houses, jungle gym, ball pit.
Yeah.
And we also have a whole arcade, and then we do VR arcade as well.
Okay. And so you're up there in the Lakes Mall, and you've kind of repurposed a bunch of stores, and you've got all of this cool stuff in there. And so, I mean, is it the kind of thing where people just wander in and have fun, or do people plan parties around it? What do they do?
So we do both. So you can wander in, have fun. You can come in. You can pay to come in and play. You can pay to get tokens to do the arcade. Mm-hmm. But we also do birthday parties. So that we're really big on birthday parties. We handle everything. The only thing we don't have is the food because we can't cook in there, but people can bring their own food, but we'll decorate, we'll do everything for you, and it includes kids, tokens, fun, the whole thing.
So then how big of a party can you handle for kids?
We can handle probably up to 30 kids with adults.
Okay, all right.
There, the basic party package starts off with 10 kids, and then you can go up from there.
All right. Now, do you have like a rule for party? Like you like a certain amount of adults per amount of kids, or what do you want?
Yeah,
because I imagine probably in the business you've had, there's a bunch of kids here, and I don't see any grown-ups.
Yeah, well, and we've had it to where it's the opposite.
Oh, more grown-ups
than
kids.
Oh, there's two kids, and then there's 20 grown-ups.
Yeah.
So we could try to handle, you know, two grown-ups per kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's so they can come in, and then we can kind of manage the area better that way.
All right. Okay. And so now all the things here, because I was looking at your handout over here, you've got all sorts of things. So you have a ball pit, and like this is that. I mean, you said arcade, but like you actually have things where kids are running around and doing a little activity too.
Yeah. So there's a lot of soft play. There's like a ball pit. There's a little merry-go-round thing. All of it's soft play, so mm-hmm. they can jump around, bounce off the walls. We even have a little roller coaster type car where they can get up there, roll down, and then crash into the soft wall,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So kids love running around there, love playing there, and, mm-hmm. and really we wanted a place where we wanted parents to reconnect with their kids while they're playing.
Sure.
And so there a lot of the activities in there are for them to do things together.
Yeah.
Right? And we're installing some new stuff coming in pretty soon here in the next couple of weeks, so it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it also says here you have memberships. So, like, you could have a standing membership with this place?
Absolutely, yeah. So, currently, right now, if you just brought a child in, it'll be $15. They can play all day.
Yeah.
But if you have a membership, you could pay $29.99 per month, and they can come in every day for an hour and play. So, it's a pretty good membership. A lot of people take advantage of that.
Now, is it, I imagine, because of what you do you have seasons? Do you have busy seasons and not so busy seasons? Or where are you? I would imagine you're probably getting into the busy season because kids are starting to get out more.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little weird for us since we're indoor.
Yeah.
When the weather's bad is the time that we're the busiest.
Okay.
And so winter in through spring, the summer is when we kind of die out and everybody wants to be outside and doing things outdoors. That's kind of the opposite of, say, season as Craig's Cruisers or Michigan Adventure kind of thing. We're kind of the opposite. So we're the place to go to when everyone else is closed, really.
Wally, how did you get into this line of work? Because running an arcade seems like a fun job, but I imagine there's some ups and downs to it. How did you wind up doing it?
I have kids.
Okay, well, yeah.
they had been on the animal rides at different malls, and we started to look into it, but my background is I've been a pastor. I actually have other businesses that I do. Mm-hmm. I have like an online TV channel. I have some other things that I got going on. But this thing is, we wanted to do something for the community and at the Lakes Mall to try to bring people back in.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because you're talking about the Lakes Mall, and my wife and daughter are here. And a lot of people know my wife and daughter from the Philippines. And in the Philippines, the mall culture is huge. Basically, around the world, the mall culture is huge. You know where the mall culture is not huge is here in the United States, which is very interesting. And so you see a lot of repurposing in malls and a lot of doing different things to try to get people to come back in. And the Lakes Mall is interesting because, like, I noticed after you guys came back, I started seeing a lot more activity up there. So there is stuff going on up there.
We've had a lot of people come in and say, hey, we haven't been here for 1, 2, 3 years.
Yeah.
But we heard about you and wanted to come check it out. And we wanted to bring people in to do something, right, so they can actually have fun doing something instead of just buying things. I think that's the issue that we're having here is because anybody can order from Amazon, that kind of thing. But to go out and do something and have fun is a different story. And so,
well, you know, the other thing, too, is it's like when I was a kid back in the 1800s, and it's still very common in their country, the mall was a social place. I mean, you might buy something, but it wasn't necessarily why you went. When you went there, it was just... I'd like to be seen and stuff like that, but it was just, oh, we're out. We can see what's going on. We can see maybe we'll see our friends, and there was all sorts of fun stuff to do.
Right.
And at every mall I went to when I was a kid, there always was an arcade, you know, because, like, if your mom was going to the store, it's like, I'm going to the arcade, you know, something like that. So in a way, you're kind of bringing back what was in the past, but you're kind of meshing with what we need for the future.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly the time I grew up, the 1800s.
Yeah.
So,
the magic time.
Going with your friends, they'd have concerts there, the arcade, like you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that was
I can still smell it. I can see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the mall, you know. Like, I don't know what your mall of choice was. I remember, like, when I was kid, the old Muskegon Mall before the Lakes Mall. I'd been there before. Or, like, it was a big thing to go to, like, to another city or something in, like, the big city mall. But there was an experience. And the thing is, if you've seen shows like Stranger Things, that's kind of what it was like.
Exactly.
It's pretty close to what it was like. There was a lot more neon and stuff like that. But,
yeah,
yes.
Just trying to bring that back because it was some place for people to be and things, to do things. You know what I mean? And and that's really what we were looking for.
Yes.
It's just something for people to do.
Yeah. And when you guys do that, that helps bring the malls back because the thing is we need to keep these – all retail needs to keep going. All local retail needs to keep going. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of reimagining to do it. And maybe you get multiple stores. Fronts and you can fill up different things up there at the Lakes Mall, but that's what you've got going at Entertain Zone. Okay, so what are the regular hours of Entertain Zone?
So we're 11 to 7 Monday through Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then do you ever have like a thing like on a Monday afternoon when all of a sudden you have a bunch of kids, you're thinking, why aren't they in school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you ever ask, why are you in school?
Hey, what are you doing here
what
at the
arcade
right now?
Why aren't you in school?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, that's where I used to be.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, or like if you had a half day, you know, you'd go or, yeah, you know, it's, oh, let's go to the mall and hang out.
And we always try to plan for that because we try to take a look, okay, what's the weather like? What's going on with the school systems?
Yeah, because like spring break's coming up and I know there'll probably be a lot of kids who don't go someplace. They're just hanging out at the house and you're thinking, they're going to be here.
This is it.
They're coming down. They're coming down.
When it comes to the arcade, one thing real quick is it's token-based, like the old time, and you get tickets, and you put them in the ticket feeder, and you get to get prizes, too, so that's another cool thing.
That is very – well, yeah, because the other thing, too, is winning – because it's like arcades and things like that, it's like Vegas to little kids, like my that one over there. She loves going and where you win things, and, like, you get all these tickets, and it's like – you know, I'll say to her, now, do you want to cash those in now? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got to let them go. I got to let them ride. 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 And, yes, we're talking about arcades and your love of arcade games. He runs an arcade, and we're talking about arcades. And you know how you get tickets and things at arcades? Yes, so he runs that. And I was talking about how you like to save your tickets and get certain prizes.
Yeah.
But then she loses the prizes.
Sure.
Yes. But see, that right there is your core audience right there. That's the kind of person who wants to come to an arcade. So
absolutely. And for anybody that comes today to this thing, we're giving out $25 gift cards every hour.
Yes.
Until we close. And so we have a little thing you can sign up right there, and we'll give those out to you.
So you get a $25 gift card, good to the Entertain Zone up there in the Lakes Mall. Think about them for birthday parties. Think about it just for drop-in fun, anything like that. And if people want to learn more about what you do at Entertain Zone, where's the best place to go?
Go to EntertainZone.com.
EntertainZone.com. All right, Wally, thank you very much, and thank you for trying to save the American Mall.
Sure, thank you.
Wally's taking it on himself. Well, Stranger Things made it popular. We got to bring it back. So thank you, Wally.
There is no better choice than WGHN Radio to tell your group's story. With award-winning marketers, copywriters, and producers in-house, we will work with you to formulate a plan to make your voice heard. Contact us today at 616-842-8110 or visit WGHN.com to learn how we can contribute to your organization's growth.